The world's best-run companies count on GEP software and services to transform their supply chains, meet their biggest challenges, and gain serious competitive advantage. GEP.com.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, April 19th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Been to an airport lately? Things are almost as busy now as they were pre-pandemic. But as people grow more comfortable with flying again, they're finding out that prices are soaring too.
People are traveling again, but they really can't escape the long arm of inflation. Now, depending on how high the fares go, they might start to get turned off, but at least right now, it's not stopping them.
Coming up, our travel reporter Allison Poley will join us to discuss what's behind the sharp rise in airfares and how travelers can still score discounts. That's after the break.
CrowdStreet, the largest online real estate investing platform, gives investors like you access to institutional quality opportunities across the country, from multifamily and industrial warehousing to self-storage and senior living. See how easy it can be to invest in real estate at CrowdStreet.com.
If you're planning a trip flying the friendly skies, be ready for a very unfriendly experience for your wallet. The cost of airfare rose 11% between February and March, and it's up even more over the past year. So is it still possible to book cheap flights? WSJ travel reporter Allison Poley has been digging into the numbers, and she joins us with more. Hey, Allison, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Allison, what's going on here? Obviously, we're seeing prices for all sorts of things go up a lot these days, but this is an especially steep jump. What's causing the price of airfare to go up so much?
The main factor is rising demand. There is a lot of pent-up desire to travel, so airlines are able to charge more. And the airlines are also facing rising jet fuel costs, so they can pass off that cost to customers because the demand is so high.
Now, the cost of airfare tends to go higher and lower at different times of the year. How does this recent jump in prices fit in with seasonal trends?
We're in spring break travel time right now. So ahead of that, people were purchasing flights, really excited to travel for that vacation period. And we're also right ahead of what's expected to be a really busy summer travel season when airfare goes up as well. So all of this pent-up demand is coming at a time when people typically take vacations and are really eager to travel.
Okay, so bottom line this for us. What effect is inflation having on consumers who are booking flights?
People are traveling again, but they really can't escape the long arm of inflation. So Adobe data shows that online spending on domestic flights in March was up 28% over 2019 levels, but the actual bookings were up 12%. So that's a strong reflection of inflation's role.
So does that suggest that airlines run a risk of turning off passengers? You know, we've seen surveys indicating that rising inflation, especially at the gas pump, is causing people to reconsider travel plans. So how do airlines feel comfortable raising fares?
People are really eager to go on vacation. So there was a recent survey from Morning Consult that found roughly 70% of Americans are comfortable going on vacation, and about 48% are comfortable flying. Now, depending on how high the fares go, they might start to get turned off, but at least right now, it's not stopping them.
Now, you mentioned that bookings lag behind actual online spending. Does that mean that there are plenty of seats available on flights?
No, there's still a lot of demand, and airlines are trimming their schedules because of this increased demand, and they want to be able to actually deliver on the flights that they are operating. So no, it doesn't mean that there are a lot of open seats, unfortunately. And data from the TSA says that passenger traffic is approaching pre-pandemic levels.
There are a lot of online sites out there that promote cheap fares. How are they fitting into this equation?
There are still deals to be had, and I spoke to Scott Keyes, who is the founder of Scott's Cheap Flights, and he mentioned that even though the average airfare is increasing, people don't book average fares. So for example, he flew from Portland, Oregon to Boston recently and paid about $200 for the flight, and the person sitting next to him paid about $600. So together, their average was about $400, but neither of them paid that. So there are still reasonable, affordable fares to be found.
Yeah, and some online research by consumers, right?
Yes, exactly. It does take tracking airfare and potentially being flexible about your dates and destinations.
Now, you've spoken to several people that track airfare trends. What do they suggest that people can do to take advantage of deals out there?
If you have your heart set on traveling on a certain date to a certain destination, it can be tricky to find some of these cheaper, super affordable fares. But if you're in a position where you might be able to be flexible about the date that you're leaving or even the destination that you're traveling to, you can hop on some of these deals that airlines throw out for certain destinations. If you're looking domestically, Scott suggested booking 1 to 3 months in advance. That's the prime window for finding affordable fares for domestic flights.
Now, if rising airfares aren't frustrating enough for consumers, they've also been facing long lines and delays at airports. And that's before the summer travel season, when severe weather usually causes chaos with schedules. Can you tell us what the overall air travel picture is looking like right now?
People who have gone to the airport for spring break trips across the country have found long lines and in a lot of cases canceled flights. And this is happening because there have already been weather disruptions, but there's also limited staffing from some of the airlines as well. And that compounds and has caused cancellations for people who are heading out on these spring trips and is making some people nervous about what might be in store for the summer.
Yeah, and in addition to the delays, people are dealing with long lines. Sometimes they're snaking around the airport. What can passengers do to avoid getting stuck in those long lines?
Get there early. There are also options. If you're able, you can apply for TSA PreCheck if you qualify. You can also sign up for Clear. These options let you skip the line and can make for a faster experience. Some airports are also experimenting with reservations just for the general TSA line. You do not need PreCheck to use these. You can make a reservation for a time to go through security, and that way your slot is guaranteed and you don't have to worry as much about missing out on your flight.
A reservation for the TSA line? That could speed things up.
It's only certain airports that are doing it.
Well, that's good news for some passengers, though you might get some angry looks from other people in line.
Yeah. Well, I think people are used to it with skipping for PreCheck and for Clear, but yes, it is good news for passengers.
But still, a lot of this is causing the level of frustration to boil over for some passengers. What are airlines doing about that?
Carriers say that they've spent months hiring staff, including pilots, flight attendants, gate agents, you name it. They're also making adjustments to their schedules. So both JetBlue and Alaska, for example, have said that they're going to trim the number of scheduled flights that they have in the coming months so that they can better operate the flights that they do have planned.
Yeah, airlines have been dealing with the pilots issue in particular for a while now, right?
They are facing challenges from the pilot shortage. So earlier in the pandemic, when airlines were struggling, they asked a lot of pilots to retire early. And that has meant that as demand has ramped up, there haven't been enough staff to staff all of those flights. So, for example, some of the mainline carriers have had to pull from regional carriers in order to have enough pilots, which has had a compounding effect on the number of flights that are available for consumers across different locations.
You know, this has been a long journey back for the airlines ever since a lot of their business pretty much evaporated at the start of the pandemic. Passenger traffic may be back near pre-pandemic levels, but it seems like the airlines are still facing plenty of hurdles.
Yeah, and it's come in fits and starts as well. So after more people were able to be vaccinated last year in 2021, there were lots of people traveling early in the summer, but then we ran into the Delta variant, which diminished demand for travel as well. Things started to ramp back up, but then we ran into the Omicron variant. So leisure travel has come back really strong, but business travel is still lagging, and that remains a challenge for airlines as well.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal travel reporter Allison Poley. Allison, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.